98.3. Oh, he's a wonder. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla. And in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mom, and tell me what he's been to you.
Hi. This is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, mighty men, mighty women of the Most High God. Hallelujah. What an honor, what a privilege. Thank you, Jesus. To come together with all of you who are in the sound of my voice, man, listen, and just come on into the presence of the Most High God and just feast at the King's table. And just let boy, our Father in heaven, man, shower us with his love. Just cover us with his love. Hallelujah. And boy, that's an awesome love. Let me tell you something else about that love, too. That love so good, it reproves, it rebukes. It corrects. It chastises. All that's a part of it too. But boy, I'm talking about sons and men. I'm talking about in all of that. Boy, that unconditional love overrides everything else, even in the reproof and the rebuke and the correction and the instruction and in the chastening. Them who he loves, he chastens too. Then they take the word of God and whip our behind with it. Our spiritual behind, man. I'm talking about nobody doing, nobody chasing us with his word. Well, that's the love of our God, man. You know, it don't matter. Let me tell you something. Yeah, he'll spank us. He ain't going to abuse us or nothing like that, but he will chastise us, and he will rebuke us, and he will correct us, and he will go before us and make every crooked path straight. And it's all in love. So, boy, what an honor, what a privilege it is to be able to come together with all of you under the sound of my voice and just go before the throne of God and grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help us even in our time of need, every time we need it. Know what that means? Like if I was saying this simple term, just boy to go keep going and fellowshipping with the Father. It don't matter what. It don't matter what your state is, it don't matter what condition you're in, it don't matter where you are in your physical life. Just keep on going into the presence of the Most High God. Because it's an open door. Ain't no lock on the door. It's an open door, 24/7. You can always go there. You can always go home. You can't go nowhere else. Yeah, you can always go home. Boy, that's the open invitation that God is, the love of God, Lord, has given to every man, every woman, every boy. Every girl. And what? And you can come on home. Let me say that in a different way. You can come on back home. You can come back home. Just like the prodigal son. What do you mean? All you who were dead and trespassing and sin, all of you who were separated from me because of Adam's disobedience, and instead of you, Instead of you, man, growing up in the kingdom of heaven on earth, man, you grew up in the world that you grew up in here on this earth that's influenced and motivated and set up by a fallen angel, Lucifer. Instead of it being, man, on earth just like it is in heaven and on earth like it is here. Now, instead of you growing up in that atmosphere of it being on earth that it is in heaven, you'd be born in this atmosphere that you're in here today. Dead and trespassing and sin, separated from God and the kingdom of hell, your home, where you come from, where you started at on the earth. The thing you call the Garden of Eden, boy, that's the kingdom of heaven on earth. The secret place of the Most High God, as you read about in Psalm 91, man, that's the kingdom of heaven, man, on earth. See that ark that Noah was in? Oh, that was the kingdom of heaven on earth. See that promised land that God told Abraham about? That's the kingdom of heaven on earth. You know what, every time God calls us into his presence, man, there's a means to that end for us to kind of know that. What? The kingdom of heaven on earth. To that place that we were dead and trespassing in and lost, and man, they didn't know, have a clue or nothing about, boy, he came himself, man, because he loved us so much, man, and brought that place back to us. And every time he calls us into his presence, man, he just wants us to come to the knowledge of that. More and more and more and more, so that we can be translated, that we can, let me say that in a different way, so that we can begin to walk in the reality of this word of God. Just that one put in Colossians chapter 1 where it says, thanks be unto God who has translated us out of the kingdom of darkness, this world system that we were born and trained and grew up in, separated from God, who did what? Who translated us out of that kingdom over into the kingdom of his dear son. That's the kingdom of heaven on earth. And every time he calls us and some of us together, boy, there's a means to that end, man. For us to come in and walk more and more and more and more in the reality of that. In the reality of that. Not have church about that and sing songs about that and get stirred up and emotionally about that. That's all a part of it. Don't misunderstand me. But I'm talking about, man, that's a means to an end. That's a going on. It ain't just about that. The reason why we're doing all that to have a good church, because the kingdom of heaven, man, is coming back to the earth. That secret place of the Most High God, boy, under the shadow of the Almighty, man, you can come on home. I'm going to say it again. You can come on home. That's the invitation. That's why, you know, I invite people, man, to tune into our broadcast, man, you know. For what purpose, man? Not to tune into our broadcast, but, man, to come on home. That's what the invitation is. So let's go to our Father's house. In some cases, let's go back to our Father's house. Why, man, so that, hey, boy, we can get under the covering of his love. So that we could have restored back to us, boy, that robe of righteousness. Lord, boy. In right state. Listen, if he gives you an invitation to come into his presence, that's an indication, boy, that you are as righteous as you're ever going to be. Any unrighteous thing can't go into his presence. The Holy Ghost don't live in unclean temples. If the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, you proclaim that you receive the Holy Ghost, he live on the inside of you, boy, you as holy as you ever going to be, if you ever could get. If the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us, then he is. So that indicates that's the love of God. Well, boy, he made you righteous. He made you holy. But that is, that's the love of God. But that is, that's the kingdom of heaven on earth. And let me tell you something about this place and this knowledge and this understanding, this wisdom and his kingdom, man. In there, man, everything that every man, every woman, every boy, every girl looking for, boy, that's where it's at. It's in that kingdom. It's in that place. That's why the devil don't ever want you to know about that place and the benefits of that place. So he'll preoccupy you men with the, you know, with the way to the place. That's who Jesus is. He's the way. He ain't the place. He's the way to the place. You ain't careful, you get preoccupied with the way. And don't ever get to the place. What's that place? The secret place of the Most High God. What's that place there, boy? Back into the presence of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Can you imagine that, boy, God pointing unto you the golden scepter of righteousness, saying, hey, come see, come here. And come boldly. Don't come with your head hung down, man. Come with your head held up high. Everything that you're coming to get, you deserve it. Hallelujah. You know, I hear the song be saying, you know, and the praise and worship to the Lord more. That's a great thing. And once I'm out there, say, Lord, you deserve it. You deserve it. Well, I can't say, but anyway, you know, hey, and that's the first and foremost and everything else, boy. He do deserve it. But you know something else? Everything that, boy, he has given to us in Christ Jesus, we deserve it too. Just as much as he deserves all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, boy, as much as we deserve all the blessings and all the love and all the grace and all the mercy, you deserve that, all the forgiveness, all the peace, all the joy. All of the kingdom of heaven. You deserve that. Glory to God. I'm going to say it again. We deserve that. It was because of one man's disobedience, man, that we lost that. And boy, God came himself in the person of a man, and because of his obedience, all that has been restored back to us. So the invitation, man, like I say every time you come on here, man, is, hey, Let's go eat at our daddy's house. We got food at our house and we fellowship with one another and everything else, but let's go eat at our father's house today. Glory to God. But then all the boy, hey God, say, man, come on, listen. Don't just come past the gate. That's why you hear me say all the time, come past the gates of Thanksgiving, past the course of praise, past the church service, man, all the way into the presence of the Most High God. I'm talking about go jump on his lap and just, hello, and just commune with him and just hang out with him and just fellowship with him. Well, in that place. What's that place, boy? That's heaven on earth. No, that's an atmosphere, that's an environment that's created by the literal presence of the Most High God. It is on a spot on the earth. What spot is that? Where you are. Where you are. The presence of the Lord where you are. That spot for the moment on the earth. That's an open door, an open door. I told you to open 24/7 into the presence of the Most High God. In other words, boy, that's an extended invitation. 24/7. In other words, well, let me say it plain simple. He said, you can come into that place, not only can you come into that place, but yeah, you can dwell in that place 24/7. Let me tell you something about that place. In that place, man, you don't have to take no thought for tomorrow. You don't have to take no thought what you're going to eat, how you're going to make it, how you're going to... You don't have to take no thought for... You don't have to take no thought for none of that in that place. It's like, what you talking about, Lord? I'm not my boy in the presence of the Lord, boy, in the kingdom of heaven. In the kingdom of heaven. Why you see saying the kingdom of heaven? Let me tell you something about what's important about the kingdom of heaven. That's his place. That's where he is. That's his domain. And if you come into that place, you in his you in his domain, you in his environment, you in his atmosphere. And in that environment and atmosphere, that's where he is. Our Father was, which art in heaven. That's where he is. That's, in other words, boy, that's coming up back into the presence of the Most High God. That's coming back into that relationship that Adam and Eve were walking and talking with God in the cool of the day. 24/7, man, before they ate all the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Boy, that was heaven on earth. And in that place, everything was all right. They weren't worrying about nothing. No unbroken fellowship, wasn't no sin, wasn't none of that. In that place, they weren't worrying about what they're going to eat, where they're going to drink, how they're going to make it, everything else. Jesus said, listen, you don't have to take no thought for that. Your Father know that you need that. Your source and your sustainer know everything that you have need of and already provided for. Seek first that place. Seek first the kingdom of heaven, man, and the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things that you're seeking after, man, that come with the territory, man. You get the kingdom of heaven, man, live in that place, everything all right. In that place, you don't worry about nothing. That mean you don't be concerned. That don't mean, man, listen, you're going to do no ups and downs. Baby, one day you know, baby, you win. Because you know the end in that place. He declared the end from the beginning in that place. He showed you the destination first in that place. So everything else that you're going through in life is like a replay. You know, so it don't matter what you might face going on through as you watch your life, man, and replay, you already know the end. So you don't panic, man, when things sometimes go off whack and get off course and everything else. Why? Because you know that boy gets back on course and it keeps on keeping on until you get to the destination. Hallelujah. What's that? That prize of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. To be like him. To be just like Christ. Glory to God. So what do you mean? How he fellowship with the Father. The same kind of relationship. Just like that. That's what it is. That's what it's all about. That's what the call is. New boy, come all the way into the presence of the Most High God so you can be conformed to that image and into that light. Hallelujah. So that you can, man, begin to commune with him, man, you know, if it ain't but 5 minutes a day, then 10 minutes, and then an hour, and then man, more and more and more and more, man, until we reach the fullness of a stature of Christ, till we fellowship with him 24/7, just like Adam and Eve were doing before they ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Can you imagine that kind of relationship? Can you imagine a relationship with our Father in heaven, the same one that Adam and Eve had before they ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil? Can you imagine that kind of relationship? I ain't talking about the religious one that we've been experiencing and everything. I'm talking about that same one that Adam and Eve had, man, before they ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Can you imagine that? Unbroken fellowship. Watch this. Even though your sins are like scarlet, even though you still got some faults and mistakes and weaknesses and inabilities in our life, even though there's still some ups and downs, even though there's still some sorrows, some heartaches, some pains, some suffering, some reproof, some rebuke, it don't matter what you're going through. I tell you, boy, when you're in that place, man, you know the end. And, man, you just see your life in replay. And that's a good thing in some cases, because in that way, man, you can begin to chart your course according to your destination when you know the end. Then you can adjust your plans, man, to that destination, to that. And, boy, let me tell you something, man, those plans like that that are of the Lord, all of those succeed. And I'm going to say it again, all those succeed. What is that, Lord? That's in that place. In that place, man, you think they worry about how they're going to live and what they're going to eat in the kingdom of hell. That place that you're hoping to get to, you know, that utopia, you know, that you're hoping to get to, that you believe, you know, that you've been taught to religion that hey, you got to die to get there. That's not true. No. I'm trying to tell you, boy, that place is here now. Boy, that's what God summons us to. Every time you tune into this radio broadcast right there, boy, it's an invitation, man, for you to come home. Come on back to that place. Come on back to that kind of relationship. That's not a religion now, that's a relationship. That's a personal relationship. Thank God for the corporate relationship. You know, when we all come together. Boy, I'm talking about something greater than that. What's that, Arthur? I'm talking about, boy, that one-on-one. You and your dad. You and your father. And, boy, if you had that together and growing there, and all of us growing in there, well, when we come together in our corporate relationship, we're talking about having some church. Because, boy, it'd be more than just, man, you know, our rituals and our ceremonies and our traditions and our... It'll be souls, man, being worn back to that place. Why? Because that place is for everybody. And that's God's heart desire, that everybody, man, come to the knowledge of that place. That's why the devil don't ever want you to hear about that place. What's that place? And how you going to know about that place? You got to hear about that place. What's the message of that place? That's the gospel of the kingdom. You have to find out about that place and all about that place and what's available in that place and how that place operates, where that place is at and how to get that place and everything else. But that is, that's seeking first the kingdom of God. Listen, that's mankind, it should be, but it's not mankind's number one priority. Number one priority. What? Seek that place. Go out to that place. Find out about that place. Inquire about that place. Study about that place. Read about that place. Pursue that place. You make that your name. You find, and listen, anyway, you make that your number one priority. Man, let me tell you something. Everything that you have need of, man, for you to find that place. Because if you seek it, you're going to find it. If you ain't found it, that's because you ain't seeking it. Maybe you may have not known to seek it. But boy, let me tell you something. If you find out the benefits of it, I guarantee you you'll seek it. If you know what it really is and come to the knowledge and understanding what it really is, you'll do just like them disciples did. Well, they stop everything, man. They just, they follow Jesus. Wow. They ain't follow Jesus just because, man, you know, he was a man that come there with some kind of doctrine. They follow Jesus, boy, because they saw the kingdom of heaven in operation. they didn't just see a man. They saw the kingdom of heaven in operation. They see him rule and reign over fish in the sea. They say, what manner of man it is? Peter said, oh, Lord, go away from me. I want clean. Lord, he's going to do a mighty work. They saw him do a mighty work, I say. They saw the kingdom of heaven in operation. They saw the kingdom of heaven on earth. The Bible said, boy, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who found a treasure that was hid in the field. And when he found that treasure, he went and sold everything that he had, man. He come back and bought that field. And he had great wealth himself. You know why he sold everything that he had, man? Because, boy, what he found in that field was way more valuable than everything that he had. Listen, if you got $1,000 and somebody say, hey, man, I'll give you $10,000 for that $1,000, yeah, you trade that. If you had $10,000 and somebody say, I'll give you $100 for that $10,000, you trade that. If you had $100,000 and somebody say, I'll give you $1,000,000 for that $100,000, you trade that. You know, if you had $1,000,000,000 and somebody say, I'll give you $1,000,000,000, you put that $1,000,000,000, you trade that. It didn't matter what he had, boy, he went so everything that he had, because, boy, in that field, that treasure that he had in that field was more valuable than anything that he could obtain up on his earth. He wasn't a trillionaire. In that field, he was a kingionaire. A what? A kingionaire. What's a kingionaire? A king owned everything in the territory. The whole kingdom is the territory. The embodiment of everything that's there is the king's. That's the greatest treasure of all. All of the kingdom of heaven. That place. And all that place consists of is atmosphere, is peace, is joy, is wealth, is health, is lifestyle, is culture, is nature, is environment, is atmosphere. Glory to God. That place. That's the message Jesus Christ come preaching and the benefits of being in that place. And in that place, boy, you got angels watching over you in that place. In that place, you got rights and privileges. In that place. All the rights and privileges, man, of the place. All the benefits of the place. The place got a health department. What is that, boy? By the stripes of Jesus, we heal. Good God Almighty. Heaven General Hospital. What? Heaven General Hospital. Chief physician, boy, is Jesus, boy. He got a lot of other physicians under him. Who is that, boy? Hey, that's you and that's me. You can lay hands on the sick, too. Hallelujah. The work that he did, we can do, too. If you get trained up in that place, you get educated in that place. Boy, in that place, somebody got some benefits. You more than just a mere man or a mere woman. Maybe you a son of the Most High God. In that place, you more than just a Christian, man. You representative of some religion. You an ambassador, man, of Christ. You a representative of the kingdom of hell. What would you rather be, a representative man of a Christian denomination or a representative of hell? I told you, boy, let me tell you something, man. When you might be a mighty representative of the Christian community and the Christian and the Christian faith and the Christian religion, man, but let me tell you something, boy, that's a good thing. But I'm talking about something way greater than that. When you're a representative of the kingdom of hell, you're going to sell all that representative of that Christian religion to be a representative of the kingdom of hell. That's what I'm talking about, boy. You find that treasure in that field, you're going to sell everything, man. You come back to the field. Hallelujah, that's the greatest of all. That's the greatest of all. That is the greatest, the benefits of it. Hallelujah. But the benefits, man, are coming, man, and eat at the king's table. Hey, listen, it's a good thing to eat at our house and eat at our home and everything else, and then go eat at our, you know, at our family home. And go eat, man, for, you know, each other's cooking. Fellowship with each other. You know what I mean? Man, it's all right, man, for us to fellowship with each other and exalt one another, man, and go to church and be exalted in the word of God by the pastors and the prophets and evangelists and teachers. And that's even from the children's table. And that's a good thing, because that's a good food on the children's table, because the children's table come down from the Father's table. But I'm talking about men going to the Father's table itself. I'm talking about going all the way into his presence, man, yourself, and eat from the king's table. Eat from his table. Let him speak to you. And then like my brother said, man, you know, when right before we came on the radio broadcast, you know, he brought up a word in my spirit, you know, about, you know, the way he was playing, it was set in the atmosphere. And then that was to be, you know, that was launched this broadcast. I said, well, you don't have no pre-planned sermons, man. We just come on here, man, and, you know, and just believe, man, that the anointing of the Holy Ghost, man, will flow through these lips of clay out into those way radio waves out there, man, and minister life to your spirit. That's it. That's my assignment, man. That's all I do. I get out there and do it. And all those who hear my voice, Jesus ain't listening. If you don't reach but one, and that's all good. But he also said this here, boy, that ain't my sheep. Hear my voice. Hello. They hear my voice even from the other, from, from, He went from the other, and that don't mean that the other voices that they hear is not the word of God. But he said they know, man. They said they know this word here. Why? They like Peter did, like Jesus said about Peter. Hey, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you. As my Father in heaven, and speak to you about what you hear. That's that revelation knowledge. Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, hey, Peter, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you. You got that piece of bread there from the king's table. My Father in heaven has revealed that to you. That's the same thing, same revelation. That's how God wants to deal with you. That's how God wants to speak to you. That's the kind of relationship God wants to have with you. And you want that relationship to develop into you, man. You know what I'm talking about? Where it just continues to grow and develop on the inside of you until where it just continues to grow and develop on the inside of you until, boy, we walk in the reality of the mighty men and mighty women of God. And every time I come on this radio broadcast, decreeing and declaring that we are. Until we begin to walk in the reality. In the reality, what it means to be the children of the Most High God. Glory to God. I mean, walking in the reality of it. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Little by little by little. Bible said in the book of Corinthians, going from glory to glory to glory to glory as we feast from the king's table. Instead of going around and around and around Mount Sinai like the children of Israel did when they got delivered out of Egypt, when they got saved, instead of them going into the kingdom of God, going into that place, going into the promised land, they wandered around in the wilderness. They wandered, let me say it in our day and time, they wandered around in religion. Saved. Got the Holy Spirit on the inside of them, but just wandering around in the wilderness. Maybe not feel with it, but he is. Hallelujah. And just wandering around in the wilderness. And all the time, that's a great pearl of great price that's hidden in the field. What's the field? That's the word of God. The whole word of God. The whole thing called the Bible, that's a field. But in this field, there's a treasure that's hidden in this field. Glory to God. There's a treasure that's hidden in this field. And watch this. It ain't hidden from us. It's hidden for us. Let me say it simply, man. God, I want to show you what you want to see. I'm going to say it again. He only show you what you want to see. And then he tell you, man, what to see. What? Seek to see the kingdom of heaven and to know about that, man, your inheritance. Seek your inheritance that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. But then all of the kingdom of heaven. What's that, boy? That's that place. What place is that, man? Past the gates of thanksgiving, past the courts of praise, past the church service, past the radio broadcast, all the way behind the veil, man, into the literal presence of the Most High God. And watch this here. I ain't talking about just to the presence of the Most High God. It say come to the throne. That means go all the way up to, man, where the place where you sit, that man just jumping in love, just fellowship with him more, just like a father fellowship with his little bitty baby or his little child. That kind of relationship. And grow in that kind of environment, in that kind of atmosphere. Can you imagine growing up in that kind of, in your relationship with God, in that kind of environment, in that kind of atmosphere? Maybe you grow up, man, as who you really are, what? A chosen generation, a royal priesthood. What a kind of priesthood? I ain't talking about just no religious people. A royal priesthood, a king and a spiritual representative, a ruler and a representative, man, of the territory that you rule, or the kingdom of heaven in your life here on earth. An ambassador of that, a representative of this, what that is, that's walking in the reality of it. That's displaying the reality of it. That's representing the reality of it. And that's walking in the reality of the mighty men and mighty women of God that we are. Not just going around and around and around in circles Sunday after Sunday after Sunday and having good church and everything else, boy, but the circumstance and situation and symptom of life still ruling and reigning and dictating to us. No, man, something wrong with that. That's just operating in your priesthood. You don't know nothing about your authority. That's your kingship. That's your king. That's that king in you. You don't know about that king in you. Hallelujah. Because you ain't been to the king's table. You've been eating off the servant's table, so you know about that servant in you. And you've been eating off the son's table, and some of us know about that son in us. But boy, when you go all the way, man, eat from the king's table, then you know about that king in you, in that son that you are. Hallelujah. And that mighty man and mighty woman that you are, you know something deeper than that, man. What kind of mighty man? What kind of mighty woman, boy? A king / queen. That's a ruler. That means, man, instead of life ruling and reigning over you, boy, you ruling and reigning in life. You creating, man, you know, life. And you taking the life that you create, man, and you dictate to it, man, and it's conforming to the image and will and likeness of God. And you know what that is? That it being our life here on earth, just like it is in hell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you know something else, man? It's not by might, it's not by our power, not by our might, and not by our power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. I got that boy say, by the Spirit of the Lord. Who? By the Spirit of the living God. But that's what God doing. That's the love of God. That's the love of God that I reprove, that I rebuke, that I chastise, that I correct, boy. Well, boy, I'm talking about it's all for one purpose, boy. That's to get you to that destination. What's the destination? Back to that place. That's where all your fulfillment of life is in. You know that peace that passes all understanding that the world can't give and the world can't take away? And it ain't out here in this world. It's in that place. You know where all the medicine and healing that you ever gonna need for your body, man, whenever you know the enemy try to attack you with affliction and all that? And you know where? It's in that place. In that place, boy, the healer is in the leaves of the tree. In that place, boy, I'm talking about, boy, it's in his word, like medicine to all our flesh. In that place, boy, he takes sickness away from the midst of us. In that place right there, boy, he's wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. Just having our peace upon him, in that place, by his strife, we are healed. In that place, boy, he bore our sins and our sorrows and our infirmities, man. By whose strife was it here? We were here. That ain't something he's trying to do. That ain't something that he want to do, boy. He already done it. In that place, when you walk in that place right there, man, I'm talking about shit. Healing virtue begin to flow. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Listen, that ain't in religion, and that ain't in church, and that ain't trying to make it to heaven, man. What is that? It's all in that place, in the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. It's in that place. Well, let me tell you something. If you really understood what the kingdom of heaven is and what the kingdom of God is, and that's your inheritance, man, ain't a devil in hell. You would stop everything. You do just like Peter, James, and John. You stop everything you're doing. You start going after that place. Because everything that you're trying to accomplish in this life, the fulfillment of life, your destiny, your greatest destiny, man, your purpose, your reason for existence, man, it's all, man, intertwined in that place. It's all included in that place. It's in that place. God means established that place upon the earth. He did that. He established that place upon the earth. We call it the Garden of Eden. And the Bible says, and there he placed the man. Well, in that place. And then from that place, he told the man to be fruitful and multiply and to subdue and replenish the earth. Well, from that place. You know why it ain't like that on earth now? Because Adam and them got put out of that place. You can't do that, man. But You can't produce that place if you ain't had operated and connected to that place. So they got to put out of that place over into this world here that we in here now, that we didn't produce here now. But in that place, man, everything was all right. I told you, nothing broke a fellowship. Boy, in that place right there, boy, they were kings and queens. In that place right there, boy, they didn't only represent God, but they represented God to the whole human race that were coming, man, to them. When God was talking to Adam and Eve, he was talking to every man, every woman, and every boy, and every girl that had ever lived and that would ever will live. Adam and Eve, man, was the whole human race. All of us that have lived and died ever since then, boy, listen here, that's who God, everybody, that's Adam and Eve. Hallelujah. Fruitful and multiplied, just like God told them to do. And then why were you told them? Subdue the earth. Subdue the earth. You subdue the earth. Don't let the earth subdue you. You did your territory. The highest heavens and the heavens that belong to God, but the earth, he said, that's your territory. That's your place. Now make it in your place just like it is in the place that you come from. Where you come from? You come from that place. You originated from that place. Even before you came to the earth, hallelujah. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1, he says, thanks be unto God who chose us in him before the foundation of the world. The Bible said, before you even formed in your mama's womb, I knew you. You existed even way before you came to the earth in a body. You created in him. When? Before the foundations of the world. Again, look how you were created in him. Holy. If you were created in him, and he a holy God, and you come out of him, that's what it means, created him. You come out of him. You come from him. If you created him, but if you created a holy being, glory to God. He just lost your holiness. And boy, he came got it back for you 2,000 years ago. Who are the God so that you can come on back into that place? Hallelujah. Listen, if your TV is on and it gets disconnected, then you can't watch the television and the programs no more, or whatever, you know, the entertainment no more. So you got a problem.
Wow.
Your problem is, man, you know, you got a disconnection. So listen, you know, if you want to solve your problem, man, you know, what you got to do is, you got to, man, connect back up to, you have to hook the connection back up. But hooking the connection back up to solving the problem, man, that ain't the goal. The goal, man, is to turn the TV back on, man, and start watching the programs again. That's the ultimate goal. The way to the ultimate goal is get to reconnect it. Get plugged back in. Who are plugged? So as you begin to watch the movies again. But the same thing, man, you know, in the kingdom of God, you get me plugged back in for what purpose? So that you can hold on one more something. So they can come back into the kingdom life again. So he hooked us back up, man, so that we can come over back and begin to, man, live on top of the world. Instead of living and dying like mere men and mere women, man, begin to rule and reign in life like God created us to do. Fulfilling our purpose and destiny, we're playing our role in the scene, man, to win souls back to that place. And to train them up, boy, you know, for the work of their ministry. We're to continuously, man, winning and training, man, souls for the kingdom of God. Winning souls for the kingdom of God. Bring souls back into the presence of the Most High God. Testing out the imitation, just like I do every time I come over here. Hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Ooh, that's your friend. That's your family member. That's your neighbor. That's your coworker. That's your circle of influence. That's your neighbor. That's anybody that passed nearby. Even if it's just in a gesture or in a smile or in a kind word or in a kind deed, you know. Hey, mighty man and mighty woman of the Most High God. Seeing them men for who they really are. Responding to them men as in who they really are. Reacting to them as in who they really are. Letting our light so shine so that those who sit in darkness can see that light. Not trying to judge them or condemn them but to edify one another, to build one another up. Even if you see one taken in a fault, man, those who are strong, restoring them in a spirit of meekness. Just like God do us. Who are we to judge, man, one another and condemn not suitable for you? You bring judgment on yourself. And just like they fail, boy, we fail in the things of God, too. Can you imagine, man, where we are in Christ right now all our lives? Compared to boy, the destination, man, we feel them every day, just like they do, just like people who take it in fault do. We think we got it going on, man, we feel it going, man, every day. Why? Because the standard is Jesus Christ. And until we reach that standard, man, we missing the mark. We missing the mark, too. But God, God keep on, man, we're picking us up and restoring us in the spirit of meekness. That's the same way we're going to do to one another. Instead, we'll judge one another and condemn. You don't know nothing about restoration. Great ministry has been destroyed, man, you know, because of condemnation. And the condemnation, man, came from, this is a sad thing, the condemnation came from the church. So we're already condemned, man, you know, and then starting the church to hook up with them, too. Man. That's a whole nother. I don't know how I got there. Anyway, boy, we're talking about the place. Hey, in that place right there, ain't none of that going on in that place. In that place right there, boy, we taking in a fall, boy, you restored in the spirit of meekness. And boy, you get back on course. Jesus said, if I got 100 sheep and one stray out to the right and the left, I'm going to lead it. Hey, I'll be right back 99. Why? Because all them that the Father gave me, I ain't lost a one. Not one. Devil ain't having near one of that blood. No. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Glory to God. No. What that is, man? What that kind of atmosphere? What that kind of attitude is, man? That's growing up in the kingdom of God. And I told you something, man, boy. They were saying, man, Lord, what are we going to eat it? What are we going to drink it? How are we going to live it? See, God knows what we want, what our desire is and what our attention to is toward is what we desire. Everybody want a nice place, a nice, you know, a good, comfortable life. We want to live, man, successfully and peacefully and live in nice homes and wear nice clothes and drive nice cars and be able to go where you want to go and eat what you want to eat, man, you know. And, you know, they got all those other things that every man is seeking after. And then Jesus come along and say, listen, man, you know, you don't even have to, in this place, you don't even have to worry about those things. You don't even have to take no thought for tomorrow even. Why? Because your heavenly Father, your source, in this place, all that's provided for you already. All you got to do, man, is get in the place and go partake of it. But if you ain't in the place, you can't go partake of it. If you get in the place, then you got to go and you got to take it. You got to see it. You got to get it. You got to go out. That's why I say you got to see it. You just can't, man, it ain't going to just happen to us like a ripe cherry falling out of the tree. No, you got to go after your inheritance. You got to seek it first. Seek means to go after, to pursue. To overtake and to recover all without fail. That means, man, I'm talking about, man, the kingdom of heaven suffering violence, but the violence taken by force. I'm talking about men are forcibly entering into the kingdom of God. Man, that's the word, boy, they ain't letting nothing stop them. They know that all kind of obstacles and everything else and forces of darkness are going to do everything they can to try to stop them, man. But once, boy, you find out, man, that somebody left you, boy, $1 billion, man, and everything was legit, man, and all the paperwork was full, and somebody come along and try to stop you from getting to the bank. Hey, man, ain't a devil in hell to stop you from getting to that bank. You force your way all the way to your inheritance. Why? When you know you got inheritance and you know it's real, baby, you won't let nothing stop you from pursuing that. And you find out about all the benefits, man, of this place that I'm talking about, man, you will pursue that place. You will go after that place. And boy, that's what I come on this radio broadcast to tell you, man, and hey, that's the place that God want to meet you at and commune with you at and fellowship with you at. So in that place right there, boy, you can ride above all the beggarly elements of this world. In that place right there, boy, you can ride up, man, and eyeball a devil or a demon or a circumstance or a situation or a symptom, eyeball to eyeball, and you let it know that greater is he that's in you than he that's in that place that you're in than anything else and anybody else that's in any other place. And no weapon formed against you can ever prosper. You'll know that you got victory right there, even in death. Death won't even have no sting, and the grave won't have no victory. Can you imagine that, man? You know, no fear of death. You don't have no fear of death in that place. Well, because in that place, you got everlasting life. Glory to God. What are you? In that place, you got everlasting life. Death, where are your sting? Great, where are your victory? In a place where there's everlasting life. Death is swallowed up, man, in life. Darkness is covered up, man, in light. Sickness is covered up, man, in divine health. Poverty is covered up in common wealth. In that place, your heavenly Father, who your heavenly Father, that's your source and your sustainer. That's what Father is, the source of the life and the sustainer of the life. The Father is the source of the life. By the way, boy, he take care of everything. He take care of everything. He take care. He not only the source of the life, but he take care of the life. He sustains the life. He maintains the life. He upkeep the life. He watch over the life. Because he's the source of the life. That's his life. So he's going to take care of his life. It's come from him. What? Thank be unto God who chose us in him. Before the foundation of the world, why would he show that we should be holy and without blame? What? Without blame. That's righteous. That's holy. Just the fruits of righteousness, holiness. And know what holiness is? Being like God. Paul said, I press on toward the prize of that high calling. What high calling is? Being like God. The Bible says, Jesus, who thought it not robbery, to be equal with God. Not to be God and override God and be, you know, in that sense, man, you know, but to be, boy, I'm talking about the same character and the same nature of God, was for communion purpose, for fellowship purpose. For that purpose right there, boy. To just commune with him. To just tabernacle with him. That's what the word tabernacle means, to cohabitate with. We made man a tabernacle the place. When the tabernacle means to cohabitate with, to live with, to dwell with. That's what tabernacle means. We made it like a building or a place or something. No, I mean to cohabitate with, to live with, to dwell with. The more you grow from that place, and that's your personal relationship, and that's where your growth is. There, and they know what you grew up to be. You grew up, man, to a mobile temple. You grew up into a boy and talk about man. He called up my son, but we'll see to. You grew up to be the great men and women of God that we are. Winning souls to the kingdom of God. Inspiring others to reach their maximum potential. Making the right choice and right decision that leads us to our God-given purpose and destiny. Was there that it be in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven? Pursuing that. Listen, instead of man, you know, trying to man, you know, preparing man, the church man, to go to heaven, man, we start preparing the church to reign here on earth. That's what religion does. Religion prepares you to go to heaven, and think all that I'm talking about is all when you get to heaven, and the only way to get to heaven is when you die. So the only way to get out of that, you got to die for it. Jesus Christ comes and say, man, let me tell you something, I come to die for you so that you can live and have life and have it and live it more abundant. In other words, he said, you ain't got to die to get to heaven, man. I come to bring heaven to you so that you can live and begin to operate here on this earth so that you can come on, man, through the door. Don't just stop and worship at the door. Don't just stop and worship at Jesus. Don't just stop at the connection. Turn the TV back on, man, and start watching the movie. Don't just stop at the door and worship the door and how great our Jesus is, man, and then don't start taking the benefit that everything that he came and did for our lives. Listen, come on in, come on home, dwell there 24/7. That's the invitation that God wants you to know of and about so that you can come there 24/7. Even after this radio broadcast is over, boy, he just wants you to know, hey, man, the doors are always open. And not only are they open, you can dwell there 24/7. My wife, Gail, and I, my family, and love you with the love of God. If our ministry can be of any more blessing to you, you'd like to contact us. Our contact number is Kingdom Life Fellowship Outreach Ministry. Phone number 713-870-3776. Once again, that's area code 713-870-3776. Kingdom Life Fellowship, World Outreach Ministry. We love you with the love of the Lord. Look forward to talking to you again next week. Bye-bye.
That the message on this broadcast has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry. Our phone number is 713-870-3776.
No beat, a single love, no song to sing.